You're listening to SBS News.
Give it up for your next act, the very funny Wandy.
Tickling Australian funny bones with her brand of cultural comedy.
All the Chinese at my age have already bought their own house. And that's because we are so good at asking our relatives and friends for money.
Stand-up comic Wandy muses about money, arranged marriage and other aspects of Chinese society and traditions. The 27-year-old is performing a string of shows at the Sydney Fringe Festival this month.
It's not just about stereotypes, it's about the stories behind that, what makes our culture differently and what exactly are they. Sometimes I make jokes about, well, you think I am weird, I also think Aussie people drink from 12 p.m. is crazy.
Wandy says she's honoured to be part of the festival's diverse lineup of talent.
As an Asian, I think the important thing is to make the presence, because normally we were recognised as somebody really quiet, innocent, or something really not aggressive. So I think my comedy will tell you a different story about who we are.
The young stand-up has more jokes up her sleeve for an upcoming show called Racist Immigrants, making its debut at Sydney Fringe. With people from culturally diverse backgrounds often finding themselves the target of racist jokes, the comedians behind the show's concept said they wanted to turn the tables and use humour to challenge common ethnic stereotypes.
India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, they're all the same to me.
Chetan Singh, a.k.a. Delhi Boy, was runner-up at this year's Raw Comedy National Final, the country's largest open-mic comedy competition.
I feel really empowered when I'm on stage, because I feel like what I'm saying to whatever it is, 60, 70, 80, sometimes 100 people, I'm making a difference to their lives in some ways, because they're learning something new that they may not, or they're learning a new perspective of things. This is what people perceive of a certain aspect of my being as an Indian person or the person from a foreign background. I can change that. I can change that perspective. I feel like I can make a difference, because those 60 people probably tell another 360, and you know, the word spreads.
Picking up women for men of my kind is really hard, right? Like, it's really hard, like, because apparently women only like this accent when I'm offering them cheap deals from Vodafone.
Chetan came up with the racist immigrants concept with Aditya Gautam, a fellow comic also from an Indian background.
So we don't have the coolest accent, Indian men, right? Thank you, Gordon. Even the Asians make fun of our accent.
I always felt like an outsider in Australia as an immigrant. But honestly, since I've started doing comedy and since we're doing the show, like Chetan said, I feel more heard and I feel more connected to Australia and other cultures than I've ever felt, because I feel like, okay, this is me. And everyone gets it, and everyone is on the same page.
He says all migrants have a different version of Australia, and that's what makes the show special.
It's just so fascinating to hear these different, even within immigrants, how we can experience Australia in so many different ways. And that's what's, and we can find funny in different things. In the same things, find different things that are funny.
Wandy says humour helps to foster understanding and respect.
One thing that I was encouraged from the comedy, that we're all humans, that there are so many things make us we're different, but also make us we're similar.
They say laughter is the best medicine, but it also brings us together by bridging cultural divides. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.